This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A momentous day. No more Paris. Wow. Donald Trump, global warming, forget about it. What about the climate accord? Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News joins us right at the top. Ellen, huge, huge news when it comes to climate change.
Very large news when it comes to climate change. And the fact is that the president started out basically in the Rose Garden today saying that he represented and he was voted in by the people from Pittsburgh, not Paris. Elon Musk, I always get his name wrong, who, as you know, is responsible for all kinds of innovative kinds of things, and he dropped off the president's council today after the president announced this. There have been people like Jared Kushner and Ivanka who have been trying to get the president not to do what he did today, but obviously it was not successful.
Yeah, so this really is a big blow. I can remember talking to Luke from various spots in the world actually when it came to climate and climate change.
Well, he went to
change.
The Paris climate change, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was going to say it culminated in him being there and he was so excited to be there. So with the United States out of this, that takes a lot of wind out of the sails of what they were trying to do, doesn't it?
Well, I think it does, and I think that what's really going to happen is that this is going to be very serious for the United States. He said he wanted to renegotiate it. As soon as he said he wanted to renegotiate it, Germany, France, and one other country put out a statement saying, a European Union country, saying this is not negotiable. And also the United States had committed $3 billion. Now, it's very interesting. Some of our staff think that he's being very smart about this because, of course, we cannot get out of the Paris Climate Agreement until after the midterms, till 1919. And he has to give them a year's notice, which would be probably right around the midterms. So, you know, he's maybe playing it very smart, reaching out to his constituency, but maybe not going to be doing anything.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. So that's a twist that I think a lot of people probably aren't thinking about, but it's a very big one. Besides this, and that's huge, and we're going to talk about it throughout the show, but also what about the whole election debacle? Again, we're still talking about this. We're talking about Russia, and we're talking about Comey, who might testify soon. What can we expect there? Any fireworks?
Comey is supposed to testify on Thursday, if you can believe it. That's probably going to happen on Thursday. And this will be very interesting because he's going to both testify before closed doors and in the public. But the question is if the president tried to pressure him and he did not report it, then that it's a reportable offense. So he should have probably reported it immediately to Congress. And you'd be surprised if the Republicans don't bring that up.
Wow. And then this is some breaking news about the Trump administration turning to the Supreme Court to reinstate the controversial travel ban. This isn't a surprise either. You knew it was going to end up here, right?
Right. Well, we all knew it was going to wind up before the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
But now they're saying they want some faster action. They said that they have a perfect right to put this travel ban in, and we'll see what the Supreme Court comes. As you know, they came up with a unanimous decision this week, so that's kind of interesting.
It is interesting. Ellen, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So great stuff from Ellen Ratner. She reminds us about Paris and what this means, midterm elections, politicking. It doesn't necessarily mean out of Paris, but it looks that way, at least on paper for sure it is, but not right away because there would be that time lag in between when it can actually happen. Obviously, your thoughts on the president's move, and as also Ellen mentioned, it's interesting because Ivanka didn't want him to do this. So not everybody around him was saying, oh, yeah, absolutely. But he decided to go in this direction. He was going to do it, and that's it. And what does it mean? What does it mean when we're talking about pulling out of the Paris Accord? And as Ellen said, and I agree, and when I asked her, it takes some of the wind out of the sails of what that accord was going to mean, because the U.S., let's face it, has really the best resources, or certainly one of the top countries resource-wise. So by abandoning this, Trump did fulfill his campaign pledge, but he was breaking from some of the allies who express massive alarm about this decision. And, you know, here's the thing. As he said during his speech, I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. Not Paris. So, you know, under Barack Obama, when he was president, just to refresh your memory, the U.S. agreed to reduce emissions. Because, see, this is the key thing. To 26% to 28%, reduced to 26% to 28% of the 2005 levels by 2025. So about 1.6 billion tons. But Trump said the agreement disadvantaged the U.S. to the exclusive benefit of other countries, leaving American businesses and taxpayers to eat the cost, and that we weren't going to eat the cost for this. The U.S. is the world's second largest emitter of carbon. We do know that. I think almost all of us would agree on that, behind China. But Beijing didn't pull out. They reaffirmed their commitment to meeting the targets under the Paris Accord. And, of course, they're canceling construction of about 100 coal-fired power plants and investing billions in wind and solar projects. And that's what it means. Some of that investment, poof, out of there. Gone as a result of this. Now, we knew this was likely going to happen. But White House aides were divided on the topic, and, you know, there was a lot of debating over this. So do you think the president pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement is the best of the best we can do, is the best for our interests in the United States? And, of course, the setup is what I just said. Who is going to eat the cost for trying to re-rack this? We will. But would we reap any benefits in the end? And for all the coal miners who were promised jobs, and that's not going to change, well, there's the rub. When he said, I'm representing Pittsburgh, not Paris, that is living up to what he said he was going to do, that's for sure. So he has rung the bell, like it or not, when it comes to what he promised on his campaign path. In the path to being the president, he absolutely, clear as day, said that. Because that was many on the debates that were had. That was one of the huge questions almost every single time. A penny or two for your thoughts. Light them up. 855-266-2283. 855-266-2283. Kate Delaney here in America Tonight. See you in a few.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Laudinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
I like to see your butt right across the floor. I like to do it till you call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance fast for me. I like to make my friends.
Buzzing around the planet, I always like to say that America Tonight is the crossroads of what's happening, snippets of what's happening across your fence and my fence, and certainly the idea of not having anything to hold us to climate emissions, you know, to look at emissions and say, okay, we promised we're going to reduce our carbon this much, this much, this much. Well, what does that do to the wind industry? What does that do to solar industry? I don't know. You know, here's the problem. It is affordability. It is the realistic knowledge that making that transition anyway, which we've seen, doesn't mean, hey, if it really worked, wouldn't it be great? If I could power my house cheaply by solar and by wind, are you kidding me? Of course. Doesn't everybody complain about electricity? Doesn't everybody complain about what they're paying to heat or cool their house? Yes. Yes. But we also have the industry side of it, too. Taketh the jobs away, and when do you give them back? So it was what got Donald Trump elected. Absolutely. He was right when he made the statement, I'm speaking to the people of Pittsburgh, not Paris. So what does it mean for the U.S. economy? What does it mean for the U.S. economy? Well, it means a couple of things, and I brushed against this a little bit already. It means that certainly when we're talking about, like, you look at this, you look at Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who Ellen Ratner brought up, has made good on his vow to quit the President's Economic Council if he dumped out of Paris. He tweeted, climate change is real. Leaving Paris is not good for America or the world. Other business leaders reacted too. And, you know, it's interesting. It's about the research, and the point of views. But like I said, a lot of other business leaders also tweeted out. And Mike Phillips, CEO of Sense, maker of a high-tech powered device for smart homes, said, why would you try to help the coal industry while reducing investment in future energy sources such as solar, wind, and storage? Job creation, however, and this is what I said, the economic hard facts, the reality versus the fantasy, job creation in the renewable energy sector completely dwarfs coal, of course. In January, the Department of Energy released a report that said that the coal industry employs about 160,000 in the U.S., and it is shrinking. But what about growing jobs in other areas of energy efficiency? Natural gas, solar, wind, where does that stand? So Trump's decision makes it less likely the U.S. will be at the forefront, definitely not, of clean energy innovation. But will it cost us hundreds of thousands of jobs over the next decade or two or not? Because we were definitely leading the way, that's for sure. And it doesn't mean that that can't happen, that there can't be industries that take on the challenge and do it, because nobody's saying you can't do it, you can't try to produce renewables. No, we're turning our back on you. But it's not going to be as lucrative. I think there was a problem with it anyway. Like I said, it was too expensive. Could you afford, I'm being serious about this, could you afford a wind turbine in your backyard? Could you surround your entire neighborhood? I mean, what would it take to be able to take the turbines and have enough power to be able to light up the neighborhood, your house, etc.? I mean, I just think about that. There was actually, in my neighborhood, not too far away, it was almost hidden, there was a wind turbine. And I talked to the owner of the house, who told me they loved the idea because they were all about renewables, but they weren't getting enough power really to their house because of it, thinking that they would, because it seems like we live in a pretty windy place. I mean, you're relying on the wind. But it's interesting that Musk pulled out. Clean tech growth in the U.S. I don't think will be stopped. I think that we'll still see that. Because if it becomes, especially if it becomes the cheapest energy available, and there's really ways to honest goodness say this is the cheapest you can get, then of course that is going to continue to attract businesses to want to innovate or do what they have to do or get those employees. And certainly, whether we're using coal or not or believe in the power of that, there has to be alternatives that are developed anyway, because you think to the future of depleting resources. But every time I hear about it being affordable, then I check the price out and it's not affordable. Where is it affordable? If it's affordable and it's easy to get or you can get it, that's one thing. But it's not. However, pulling out of the Paris Accord was just flat out on the surface. Was that a mistake or not? Was it politically going to cost Donald Trump anything? And the answer really to that is no. Because anyone who voted for Trump, especially for what he said he was going to do, they know that he was against that. They know that that was one of his big rallying cries. It's not a surprise. This isn't a sneak attack. Oh, I didn't realize that. No, this is one of the major, major tenets he ran on. He wanted people to know it was about jobs. It was about not taking jobs away. And he wasn't going to take away the coal jobs. So there was no chance. I mean, there was really no chance of, once he got in, of the Paris Accord standing. Come on. The man said it. He was transparent about it. He wasn't going to renege on that. Especially a non-binding agreement, really, for the most part. That's not going to fly. So, once again, the feelings between Paris and the U.S., they just bend a little. They're not cracked, but they bend a little bit, right? Of course. Of course they do. Speaking of bending, perfect place to throw in a quick tech hit. Microsoft man, or former alum of Microsoft, Paul Allen, I just always think of him that way, had the world's largest plane built. Yep. A company founded by Microsoft, co-founded by Paul Allen, gave the first look at the world's largest plane based on wingspan, because I knew you were thinking that. Well, what does that mean, the largest plane? The people who can see? The airplane weighs about just over 500,000 pounds. The wingspan, 380 feet, longer than an NFL football field. Wow! Yowza! Giving new meaning to we can actually sit on the wing. 28 wheels. That's how many wheels it takes to support that as it goes on the ground. Woo! 28 wheels. It's got two cockpits, six Boeing 747 engines. It's capable of carrying payloads of up to 550,000 pounds. And it is a very cool-looking plane. But it is a monstrosity. I mean, it is. So what would be the benefits? It could, they say, it can circle low orbit Earth. They're going to be testing it. The safety, the pilots, the crew, the staff. Can you just imagine getting a ride on this thing? Oh, baby. You could see it. Two cockpits. So picture that. The wingspan so, so long.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Mailbag. Big news, I'll say it again in case you missed it. Up the flagpole it goes. The Trump administration's turning to the Supreme Court to reinstate its controversial travel ban. We'll see where that ends up with the robes. And the U.S. is cutting greenhouse gases somewhat anyway without Paris, but they say later to the Paris Climate Agreement. However, they can't pull out, the U.S. cannot pull out of it right away, but it will be dumped. Unless some unforeseen thing happens, she says. It's a, you know, if you're talking a little bit down the line, maybe something does change. Maybe there's a method to the madness. I'm not sure. Maybe there's a tweak in the wind. I know somebody who's a purist is listening to this and saying, well, what kind of crap is that? Are you kidding me? It's called politicking, maneuvering. And you maneuver around even the biggest deals. Regardless, this was a campaign promise. So some of you sounded off on climate and whether or not we should have been in the Paris Accord and what the president did. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
This one is from Matthew. And Matthew says, Kate, boy, you know what? I am a Republican, and I understand about coal and jobs. I'm not even anti-coal necessarily, but pulling out of the Paris Accord, so lame by the Trumpster. He's making it harder and harder for me to defend my decision to vote for Donald Trump. Granted, I was never crazy about Hillary. I'll say it again. I've been a Republican my entire life. But at the same time, you've said it on your show, some things are worth compromising for. I don't know, being part of this accord, the idea of reducing a carbon footprint, do we really all think that's bad? Do we really think there is absolutely no problems with the environment? Come on, people, wake up. Did you see what happened in Sandy? And even as a Republican, I know what that's like because I had to really rescue my parents in the piece of Long Island where they are, and they're still dealing with a nightmare. And after what that happened, I decided I would read more on it and inform myself. We cannot be climate deniers any longer. I'm not saying you go full tilt the other side, dump a ton of money into renewables, ditch all the coal gigs. That makes no sense and is stupid. You're an idiotic person if you try to pull the trigger that way anyway. I'll see what happens, but I'm not happy about the decision. All right, here's someone who was. Woohoo! Hal says, I stole your line that I sometimes hear you use on the air. I think it was smart for Trump to say the United States is out of the climate accord. Why do we want to be there anyway? It just seems like we are not only the world's police, but anytime somebody needs some money, it is us. It is the USA, baby. And granted, we have a lot to be grateful for, and maybe that's part of the deal. You help the people who aren't as fortunate, but why are we helping the people who have money? And that, to me, is, in a nutshell, the whole Paris Accord. Let's let the rich green guys get richer. And let's screw with the middle-class coal miner. So to re-rack this, Trump announced on Thursday the U.S. is going to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. So that does weaken the push to combat global warming and shut up the people who don't agree. But he did a speech at the Rose Garden. Trump said the landmark 2015 pact was imposed wildly unfair, has imposed wildly unfair environmental standards on American businesses and workers. He says, I'm going to stand with the people of the United States. It's a draconian international deal. So that's the other part of it. The other part is saying that we have to pay for everything. Because, of course, we have more money, so that's exactly right. There is truth in that. There's no question. He said he wanted to negotiate a better deal for the United States. And that he had put calls into England, France, Germany, and Canada to personally explain his decision. He did issue a statement through the White House press secretary that reassured some people who were worried that we are committed to the Transatlantic Alliance and to efforts to protect the environment. So, I don't know. This is where that lies. Kevin sends us a note and he says, Kate, long time no speaky. I've been so busy, and it seems to me that you are a rather busy girl yourself, so I figured I'd leave you alone for a couple of weeks, and then I'd bounce back. Did you happen to see the first game between the Warriors and the Cavaliers? What game? You mean there was a game there? I thought it was pure dominance by Golden State. They pretty much beat up Cleveland 113-91. Kevin Durant had 38 points. Steph Curry had 28. And there's the factor. They picked up Kevin Durant in July. Now he's playing with them on the floor. He's huge. Does it mean that Cleveland is necessarily swept out of this? No, doesn't mean that. It just means that they lost his first game. Now they lose two games, then bounce back to Cleveland. It gets a lot harder for that to happen. Here's one from Dez. Kate, what have we done to America? We've lost our way somehow. Did you happen to see what happened with Mr. Met? My goodness, if it tells you that we need an etiquette lesson here in the U.S., I think Mr. Met, with his obscene gesture, makes it even more difficult for people who aren't sports fans to think that that's some kind of cool. You know, I guess it was a bad night. I don't know. So the Mets were getting close to losing to the Brewers at Citi Field on Wednesday. They did lose 7-1, but there was a picture that was posted of Mr. Met caught on video making an obscene gesture towards a fan. So what happens? The Mets had to issue a statement after a fan posted a video on Twitter of the mascot, known for his crazy baseball head, he's been around forever, Mr. Met. Mr. Met. The team said, "We apologize for the inappropriate action of this employee. We do not condone this behavior. We are dealing with the matter internally." More than one person plays Mr. Met, so there is a gaggle of Mr. Mets. So they're going to have to narrow it down to the schedules. It's not surprising the Nets would issue a statement. Mr. Met's going to be on the field and in the stands for Thursday's afternoon, was in the stands for Thursday's afternoon game against the Brewers. But he was talked to, and I'm sure all the other performers will be talked to as well. You know, what I understand is that he's kind of being heckled by a fan. And that was the reaction to that. But you know what? When you are a player, a mascot, or whatever, you just got to be able to take it. You have to be able to take it. When the Mets moved into Shea Stadium in 64, they decided it was time for a new mascot. That was Mr. Met. He was just a character used in team publications. But Mr. Met is a popular mascot, no matter who the mascot is. You cannot flip off the fans. You cannot do that. So, of course, he's going to get called on the carpet. Of course he is. People are furious because they have their kids and they thought they would say. I mean, it was, to me, it looked like it wasn't very long. It doesn't matter, though. Somebody took a picture of it. Somebody took some video of it. So it was out there for everyone to see. And that's a mea culpa I think can get passed. Some of them you can't. Some of them you go so far over the edge that, oh, you can't reel it back in. It's too late to make up excuses or apologies or anything else. You've got to do some kind of song and dance in a different direction. Speaking of different direction, the travel ban maybe is headed in a different direction. Remember how poker red hot this was? I know you have an opinion on it. You cannot be in the fence on this one. So the Justice Department asked the Supreme Court Thursday to break their losing streak in lower courts and revive Trump's travel ban on immigrants from mostly Muslim countries. There have been all kinds of petitions to courts in Richmond, Virginia, and San Francisco that blocked the president's executive order barring most immigrants from countries that were really on the list, a terrorism list, and international refugees, too. So, I don't know. It's going to be debated in the Supreme Court, I can tell you that. You know, Attorney General Jeff Sessions vowed that the case would be appealed to the Supreme Court because it blocks the president's efforts to strengthen the country's national security. So, it will be. I don't think this is a surprise either, but you just forget, you know. It's, don't forget this one. This is big. It will go to the Supremes. Woo! Will go to the Supremes. Wow! Hey, coming up, our cheap movie review. Wonder Woman! That's a hint of one of the movies coming out. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Well, party, and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. Losing money's about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own.
Now, Wonder Woman's coming out, and a lot of people are debating as we roll into this segment of ATN. A lot of people are debating what, you know, what's going to be the ultimate, I guess, I won't say prize, what's going to be the ultimate dollar figure.
I used to want to save the world. This beautiful place. But the closer you get, the more you see the great darkness within. This the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What is your mission?
To stop the war.
What war?
The war to end all wars.
weapons far deadlier than you can ever imagine.
The wall can be ours.
Whoever you are in more danger than you think.
I cannot stand by while innocent lives are lost. Be careful, Diana.
Who is this woman?
She's my secretary, sir. She's a very good secretary.
It is our sacred duty to defend the world. And it's what I'm going to do.
Although, I am not opposed to engaging in a bit of fisticuffs should the occasion arise.
All right, you gotta love that. Wonder Woman, like I said, opens up, and I'll tell you what, they really think that this movie is gonna fly. And of course, it does go along with the whole idea of characters. You know, Marvel, DC, all of that. So it does wrap into the times. Let's put it that way. And Wonder Woman is an interesting concept. If you remember Superman versus Batman, the Wonder Woman was in that movie, and actually she was pretty good. I thought she was pretty good. I liked that movie. I think it did pretty well. But I know it did well. So Wonder Woman is getting pretty good accolades. And the woman who plays Wonder Woman is Gal Gadot. And she was Diana, Princess of the Amazons. And the whole idea of Wonder Woman, you know this, she is an Amazon. She's trained to be unbelievable in battle. She was raised on an island. She meets an American pilot who tells her about this conflict, and the rest is his story. Chris Pine is kind of the romantic interest there. Robin Wright's in it. Danny Houston's in it. You see him in a lot of movies. This Wonder Woman, PG-13, 2 hours and 21 minutes. So it is not a short movie by any stretch of the imagination. Not short. I don't know if it's going to hit the $100 million mark, but I think it will do pretty well. All right, the second movie, completely different from Wonder Woman, Captain Underpants.
What is happening right now?
I don't know.
Let's try and leave and see what happens.
Wow, that's an expensive door.
Mm-hmm. From the studio that brought you Shrek, Kung Fu Panda, and Madagascar.
Hi, I'm George Beard, and this is my best friend, Harold Hutchins.
We just make comics and try to make each other laugh.
And this old guy is Mr. Krupp.
George Harold!
He's the worst principal in the world.
Ever since you attended this school, you've been responsible for one prank after another.
Some of those must have been really hard to pull off.
Like that tiger?
Oh, that tiger was crazy.
Ah! I told you I would get you one day. I'm going to have you two place in separate classes. We're going to annihilate your friendship.
George, do something.
Put the pin down, Mr. Krupp, or we'll hypnotize you.
What's happening?
When I snap my fingers, you will obey our every command.
Now the amazing Captain Underpants!
I honestly didn't think that would happen.
This summer.
Come sidekick!
We gotta stop him!
What?
On the road, Bozo!
Why, thank you, vehicle person.
Ow! Yeah, we should probably go get him.
their greatest creation.
Captain Underpants, you can't actually fly!
I take to the sky like an ostrich!
Wow, he is super dumb.
He's now their biggest problem.
Stand down, you monster!
From the law! I think I'm starting to tire him out!
Based on the worldwide phenomenon.
Hiya, Claire. I'm your cool new teacher.
Not some scary guy with a secret evil agenda.
Guys, I totally got this.
Yeah, totally, he's got it.
Kevin Hart, Ed Helms, Thomas Middleditch, Nick Kroll.
When it's cut all together like that, you really get a sense of the scope.
DreamWorks, Captain Underpants.
Oh, so you're trapped in some sort of invisible box-like prison.
Is it okay that I'm kind of loving this?
Yes enough.
I will set you free.
Ooh, but mostly yes.
We don't have any talking candlesticks, but if that's a deal breaker, we'll cram one in there somewhere.
Beauty and the Beast reference. I think that was pretty self-explanatory about Captain Underpants. Again, cartoon, funny, definitely a lot of families like Captain Underpants. You're going to spend the right amount of time in the theater, less than 2 hours. Last one, God of War.
我们的2万人大军的集结上来，直接就带起了大军，新的一个势力往右一点呢。仗着咱们20000人，打了1000倭寇，打了半年都没打。你的新兵只有3000人，怎么去应战？中间兵逃倭寇，已经是个定数。经中再三催促，1月破敌之日，只有20天。
太君呐，这是开国之日，民族流动的错。杀！识时之人必有忠心，堂堂才做起兵的态度。大人，我听取你的吩咐。
There you go, God of War. Did you understand any of that? Is there any chance that you understood some of that? I did. I mean, come on. Listen. Action. Action. I'll say it again, action. And that's what this is playing to. God of War is an action-adventure video game based on Greek mythology. I knew you had that. Knew you had it, right? So think games. That's what's happening. Games are being turned into movies, and I will probably find an audience because it has a killer amount of people playing the game. Every time PS releases anything, it's pretty huge. The new God of War just was released. It was going to be released in 2018, and it's going to be a collector's edition. I don't know. Would you really go see it at the movies? I'd go see Wonder Woman. Put that on the top of your list. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.